Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Sri Krishna himself. Aham Brahmasmi, I'm not this material body. I'm pure spirit soul. Jivara Sarupa Hoya Krishnara Nityadas, the eternal servitor of Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But why did I say those three things? I bet none of you know why. Keshi Dhamma.
Prabhupada told you in a class those three things should always be mentioned.
What's that?
Because Prabhupada told you that those three things in a class should always be mentioned. When you asked him, what is a good class to you, Prabhupada?
Not exactly. Not exactly. No, no. You misunderstood. Prabhupada said, if you say those three things, that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I'm not the body, I'm pure spirit, soul, eternal servant of Krishna, and you chant the Maha Mantra, you're giving a perfect class. So I'm going to leave right now while I'm still ahead. Is that okay? Okay. Okay. So let's see, I don't know how I'm going to have this in my face, and I don't know how I'm going to... Oh, I guess I can squeeze this.
Krishna
like.
Will give you intelligence.
All right, okay, I hope so. I don't have much of it. I need it. But if Prabhupada gives me more intelligence, I'll be grateful for that. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of all Vedic knowledge. The spotless Purana. What Prahlad learned in the womb. This is Canto 7, Chapter 7, Text 27. Is that right? Correct? Okay. Ita dwaro hi samsaro.
Ita dwaro hi samsaro.
Guna karma nibandhana. Ajnana mulo partapi,
Ajnana mulo partapi,
Pumsa swapna ivarpyate,
Pumsa swapna ivarpyate,
Eta dwaro hi samsaro,
Eta dwaro hi samsaro,
Guna karma nibandhana, Ajnana mulo partapi,
Ajnana mulo partapi,
Pumsa swapna ivarpyate,
Pumsa swapna ivarpyate,
Eta dwaro hi samsaro,
Eta dwaro hi samsaro,
Guna karma nibandhana, Ajnana mulo partapi,
Ajnana mulo partapi,
Pumsa swapna ivarpyate,
Pumsa swapna ivarpyate.
Word for word meaning, etat,
etat,
this, dwara,
whose door,
he. Indeed, samsara, material existence, in which one suffers threefold miseries. Guna karma, nibandhana, captivation by the three modes of material nature. Ajnana mula, whose root is ignorance. Aparta, without factual meaning. Api, even, Pumsa, of the living entity, Swapna, a dream, Eva, like, Arpite, is placed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki!
Jai!
Srila Prabhupada Ki!
Jai!
His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Through polluted intelligence, one is subjected to the modes of nature, and thus one is conditioned by material existence, like a dreaming state in which one falsely suffers material existence, which is due to ignorance, must be considered unwanted and temporary. Everybody, please kindly repeat. Through polluted intelligence, one is subjected to the modes of nature,
and thus one is conditioned
by material existence,
like a dreaming state
in which one falsely suffers
material existence,
which is due to ignorance, must be considered unwanted and temporary. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
The unwanted condition of temporary life is called ignorance. One can very easily understand that the material body is temporary, for it is generated at a certain date and ends at a certain date after undergoing the six kinds of change, namely birth, death, growth, maintenance, transformation, and dwindling. This condition of the eternal soul is due to his ignorance. And although it is temporary, it is unwanted. Because of ignorance, one is put into temporary bodies, one after another. The spirit soul, however, does not need to enter into such temporary bodies. He does so only due to this ignorance of his forgetfulness of Krishna. Therefore, in the human form of life, when one's intelligence is developed, one should change his consciousness by trying to understand Krishna. Then one can be liberated. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, verse number 9, where the Lord says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyakva deham punar janma naiti mam eti so arjun. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Unless one understands Krishna and comes to Krishna consciousness, one must continue in material bondage. To end this conditional life, one must surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indeed, that is demanded by the Supreme Lord. Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja. As advised by Maharaj Rishabhdev, na sadhu manye yata atmano yam asan api kleshada asad deha. One must be intelligent enough to understand that although one's body is temporary and will not endure for long, as long as one has a body, he must undergo the pangs of material existence. Therefore, if by good association, by the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, one takes to Krishna consciousness, his conditional life of material existence is vanquished, and his original consciousness, known as Krishna consciousness, is revived. Once Srila Prabhupada says, when you say shine, that means sunshine. It means sun shine. Because the shine is coming from the sun. Shine means sunshine. So Prabhupada said, consciousness means Krishna consciousness. That's the original consciousness. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, he's giving us the opportunity to return to our original state of consciousness, which is Krishna consciousness, and to engage in Krishna's service. So, when one is Krishna conscious, he can realize that material existence, whether one is awake or dreaming, is nothing but a dream and has no factual value. This realization is possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord. This grace is also present in the form of the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is for everyone to engage in welfare activities to awaken the foolish living entity, especially in human society, so that he may come to the platform of Krishna consciousness and benefit by liberation from conditional life. Bharata Bhumi Haila Manusha Janma Jara Janma Sartaka Kare Kara Para Upakara. So it's a duty of every living entity to do welfare activities for the welfare, well-being of all living entities. And Srila Prabhupada desired devotees, especially those who were initiated and those who are coming to Krishna consciousness, to do preaching. Prabhupada said, what good is your 15-minute lecture? Distribute a book that can change their whole life just by giving them a book. That's the real preaching. So we're all duty-bound is to do preaching, but also to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, you see. That will please Krishna and the spiritual master, and we can make advancement. If we do Haridas Thakur, I think he, who was it that said that you set a good example, but you don't, some people, I think it was Haridas Thakur who said this, some people set a good example, but they don't preach. That's not good. Some people preach, but don't set a good example. That's also not good. But you, Haridas Thakur, you're Jagat Guru. You do both. So you set a good example, Acharya, one who sets a good example, and Prachar, one who preaches the holy name. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya cites the following verses. Dukkha rupo pi samsaro buddhi purvam avapyate yata swapne shiras chedam swayam kritvatmano vasha tato dukam avapyata tata jagarito pi tu janan api atmano dukam avashastu pravartate. One must realize that the material condition of life is full of distresses. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj ki. One must realize that the material condition of life is full of distresses. One can realize this with purified intelligence. When one's intelligence is purified, he can understand that unwanted, temporary, material life is just a dream. Just as one suffers pain when his head is cut off in a dream, In ignorance, one suffers not only while dreaming, but also while awake. Without the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one continues to in ignorance, and is thus subjected to material distresses in various ways. Itadvaro hi samsaro guna karma nibandhana agyana mulo partopi pumsa swapna ivarpyate. Through polluted intelligence, one is subjected to the modes of nature, and thus one is conditioned by material existence, like a dreaming state in which one falsely suffers. Material existence, which is due to ignorance, must be considered unwanted and temporary. This material world is called what? Dukkhalayam Shashvatam. Mamupecha Punar Janma Dukkhalayam Shashvatam. Napnuvanti Mahatmana Samsidhim Paramagata. What is the meaning of that in English? Does anyone know?
It's a miserable place.
Yeah, this world is temporary and full of misery. All right. Prabhupada said we should pack up and leave. Get out of here. Yeah. Well, there was one, we had a bad experience a few days ago. There was close to the temple, I understand. They caught the person. By the way, did you know that? Yeah, I was told by a Bridge Bossy friend of mine, and you know him very well, Dharam Singh. Yeah, and he went to an ATM machine to try to get some money out of it, Lakshmi, and he couldn't get it. He tried. He became very, very angry, and he killed the guard. I think he had a knife. I heard. I didn't know whether it was a club or what, but I was told that it was a knife. He stabbed him to death. So yesterday, I think, the police caught him. He was trying to get away to the airport, Delhi airport, to get away, and they caught him. Yeah, so. And be careful about going out by yourself after, say, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. Be very careful. Go with somebody else. Be with someone else to be careful, you know. This why this life is temporary, full of miseries. Param, what is it? Param, padam. There's danger at every step, right? Danger at every step. But not a pure for a pure devotee. Like Panchagoda Prabhu, there's no danger for him. But for someone like me, much danger. There's much danger there. So, after attaining me, these great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of misery. That's the word I couldn't think of. Because they have attained the highest perfection. So once we become Krishna conscious, we can overcome Maya consciousness. There's two consciousness. One is material consciousness, contaminated consciousness, and Krishna consciousness, pure consciousness. So we have a choice. Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture once in the United States, and he took his hand and he stuck his hand to his ear. And he said, Krishna doesn't stick a gun to your head and say, if you don't love me, I'm going to kill you. So Krishna doesn't force us to surrender. It's voluntary. Love is voluntary, not force. Of course, we should feel we're forced to follow Srila Prabhupada's transcendental divine instructions. Prabhupada mentioned in Los Angeles in the early 70s, New Dwarka Dham, that first class engagement is to execute the order of the spiritual master. So everyone should come to Mangalarti. He mentioned something like four or five most important things in following regulated principles, you know, Bhagavatam class, the Guru Puja, Tulsi Artik, worshiping Tulsi Devi, and then to do something practical like that. So I was trying to remember some of the many chastisements I got from Srila Prabhupada. So I know I asked Srila Prabhupada once upon a time, will you name Srila Prabhupada my first daughter? I had three daughters born in Vrindavan. And the second daughter passed away. Khatam ho gaya. I know a few Hindi words. So I'll try to impress you with a couple of my Hindi words. She lied. And I said, Prabhupada, I read where you and heard that by my God brothers and God sisters that you may leave us sometime. Will you name my daughter before you leave? And Srila Prabhupada said to me, my spiritual master has never left me. So there's Vani and Vapu, right? Vapu is depending on the physical presence. But as we know, Srila Prabhupada is still here, but he's not here. His physical presence has left. His samadhi is outside. But Vani means we follow the transcendental sound vibration, like the Maha Mantra. Maha Mantra is none different than Krishna. Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Nama, Rupa, Guna, and Leela. First, when we chant the holy name, by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we continue for some time, then we can realize the rupa, the form of the Lord. The Lord is not formless. He has a form. You have a form, right? I have a form. God doesn't have a form. He's formless. Means you're greater than him, right? Is that logic okay, Panchagota Prabhu? Yeah. So as we chant further, we can realize the guna, the qualities of the Lord. The Lord has all good qualities. Prabhupada said the living entity has good and bad qualities. But the honeybee seeks the honey and the fly seeks the sore, which means that the devotee tries to find only the good qualities in man and not be the fly in trying to find bad quality. Oh, did this, like that. The temple president has a right to chastise because his duty is to keep us in the right state of consciousness, right? And then as we chant further, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we can understand that God has activities. He's not without energies, without activities, without pastimes. Krishna has a leela. You know, he's always enjoying with his devotees like that. So, in this way, we can get free from our enemy, ignorance, avidya. Prabhupada said, all suffering is due to sinful life, and sinful life is due to ignorance. So therefore, all suffering is due to ignorance. So we have to, and what does Krishna say in the nutshell voice verses in Bhagavad Gita? Tesham ivanu kampartam aham agyana tam yama nashaya mi atma bhavasto gyana dapena pasvata. Out of compassion for them, Krishna says. Prabhupada says, Krishna comes out of compassion. I dwelling in their hearts destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness which is born of ignorance. So that's all why we're suffering, due to ignorance and neglecting the Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, Vakya, Chiteti, Karaya, Akya. These are the three authoritative sources. Guru, one must have a bona fide spiritual master. Guru means Vaishnava Guru. Must be Vaishnava, devotee of Krishna. And Vaishnava Guru, Prabhupada said, means one who can teach you the meaning of Shastra, the revealed words, the revealed scriptures, the revealed word of God, Krishna. Krishna's words, Shastra. And Sadhu means to try to find advanced association. Those who are sincere and serious, you know, and who are advancing and not taking it cheaply, Krishna consciousness, who are very, and Prabhupada said, if, I heard him say this, that if one is very sincere and serious, Krishna will give them all opportunity to make advancement. So we should try to be that way. Like Prabhupada mentioned, expert. He mentioned expert means five transcendental qualities. To be sincere, that's the first quality, to be expert. And then to be enthusiastic. I think enthusiastic was the first one. Sincerity is second. And conviction, we must be convinced. You know, third class devotee, Prabhupada said, is not convinced at all that Krishna is God. Second class devotee is somewhat convinced. And first class devotee has no doubts. The way he said it is, third class devotee has all doubts that Krishna is the Supreme. Second class devotee has partial doubts. He's not completely convinced. See? And the first class devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, has no doubts. So we should be convinced. We should have conviction that Krishna is the source. Aham sarvasya prabhava mataha sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajanti mam buddha samanvita. Forgive my horrible Sanskrit and horrible class, but I don't give classes very often, and you can see why. Krishna is the source of all the material spiritual worlds. Everything comes from Him. Knowing this, the wise worship Me, Krishna says, with all My heart, all their hearts. So, what's the next one after conviction? Then there is there's determination. Like Rukmini was very determined to have Krishna. She said, any man, any woman, not very intelligent, who accepts a human being as her husband, his body is made up of stool, urine, pus, blood, you know, like that, bad odors, all kinds of horrible things. Not very intelligent. She wanted Krishna. His body is Satchitananda Vigraha, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, like that. Prabhupada says spiritual life means eternity, knowledge, and bliss. He said bliss. So the other one is, and above all, Prabhupada said, to be expert, one should be very patient. Prabhupada mentioned, simply you must be patient and depend on Krishna, and He will give you all facilities. So patience is a very important transcendental quality, good quality to cultivate also, to be expert. We have to have these things. To get free from ignorance, that's our enemy, ignorance. We have forgotten Krishna, and now, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, He is helping us revive our Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I'll ask for comments, questions. Yes, Panchagota Prabhu. If you'll talk loud, because my hearing is bad.
We're suffering
something's
yes,
okay.
We're suffering from ignorance.
Yeah.
Our intelligence is covered by ignorance. And we're guided by our intelligence. So if the intelligence is covered by ignorance, what resource do we have that's above the mind and above other things? So where does the mind get the belief for guidance if it's already in ignorance and covered over?
I'm not sure I got all of that. I know that they
it says Buddha ignorant for suffering.
Yeah.
The intelligence is covered by the ignorance. So if intelligence is covered by ignorance, where do we get the guidance for proper direction?
No, our suffering is due to ignorance. So we should use purified intelligence, Krishna devotional service, to engage in Krishna's service. That's called purified intelligence. And then we can get free from ignorance only by devotional service and chanting the holy name. Higher than dead matter is what? The mind. Higher than the mind is intelligence. Higher than the intelligence is false ego. And higher than that is the soul, the spirit soul. So we have forgotten that we're spirit, and Krishna is the Supreme Spirit. And by chanting Hare Krishna sincerely and seriously and so forth, we can revive our real intelligence. Hare Bol. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Question? Another question. Keshi Damana, you must have a couple questions. What's the best way to revive our pure consciousness? Once Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and he said that in Russia they surrender to Khrushchev or Lenin or Marx. So why not choose to surrender to the greatest? So surrender to Krishna. And by surrendering to Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, you are the same. And by saying this, Lord Sri Krishna, you are the same Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From this day on, I'm yours, sincerely. And Krishna will accept us like that. So we should surrender to the greatest. We have to surrender to someone, right? So no, why should we surrender to a rascal, right? We should surrender to the greatest. That's Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. Then, and follow the instructions. Not, well, today I'll come to Mangal Arati and I'll miss it a couple more days. Today I'll come to Bhagavatam class and I'll miss it for a week or two. Every day, isn't it? Prabhupada wanted us to execute the order to come every day, because when people come, when devotees come, there's energy, right? When especially when Srila Prabhupada's disciples are here, and the energy is there, and the others, well, we'll try to set a good example for others. Whatever a great soul does, others will follow.
What is the importance then of sarvasanga?
What's that?
What is the importance of sarvasanga?
What's the fortune of having so good association, you're saying?
What is the importance?
Yeah, what is the importance of having good association? Because they say birds of a feather flock together. They say the crow, Prabhupada said the crows associate with the crows, and the swans associate with the swans. So Prabhupada mentioned these reading mundane newspapers. Of course, if a Vaishnava reads the newspaper, and it'd be good if all of you read it to find out about the details, because I spoke with Vasu Ghosh and told him that they finally caught the killer, and he thought he was a Russian. I don't know how he got that. He said they're very mean. like that. But if we could get the details of, you know, probably the newspaper would be here in Vrindavan. It may not be spread through Delhi and other parts. But to get good association with advanced devotees and to be serious and sincere about following the instructions. No, I'm so advanced, I don't have to come to Mangalarti. I'm so advanced, I don't have to go to Bhagavatam class. They're only talking about I'm not the body. They're not talking about Krishna's pastimes. I don't want to go like that. We have to go regardless of whether devotees can Nishtadakari, Madhyamadakari, Mahabhagavat, like that. It's our duty to be here. Where else should we be except here in front of Krishna and Krishna's devotees? Krishna means Krishna and his devotees. Mainly pure devotees. Go ahead.
You mentioned patience. So, patience.
Patience, okay.
So how can we develop patience?
How can we develop patience?
Yeah. Because especially now in the yoga and modern world, people want something very quickly. But Krishna consciousness is a gradual process.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to try to cultivate sincerity, try to be sincere. If you want to cultivate enthusiasm, try to be enthusiastic. Utsaha, that means intelligent endeavor, working intelligently, you know. So if you want to be patient, if you want to cultivate patience, try to develop patience. Understand, I'm not patient enough. I can't have, Krishna's not fulfilling all my desires. But to have faith, that's probably one of the most important things, would you say, faith? To have faith in Krishna that all our desires will be fulfilled if we try to fulfill Krishna's desires. And to be patient, to wait. Krishna is very kind. To have faith in Krishna means Krishna will give us what we need. He carries what we lack. What is that verse? Ananya chintayanto mam je jana paryupasate tesham nitya byuktanam yogashreman mahamiham. 9:22. But those who worship me with devotion, meditating my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. See?
One thing just occurs to me.
Why don't you cover your dhoti? Cover your dhoti. Yeah. Okay. Looks better. Prabhupada, once he was sitting on the Vyasasan, and Prabhupada had his feet like this. He said, I can do this, but you can't. Because we shouldn't show our feet in front of the deities. Prabhupada, I remember reading that happened. Prabhupada says, I can do that, but you can't. We can't imitate the pure devotee. About Prahlad Maharaj also, I was in Africa with Prabhupada in 1971, and he wanted me to change. I was getting life members and Guru Dakshina for Srila Prabhupada. And he asked me to come with him, with the life members. And I said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, because I was always fearful to be too close to Prabhupada because I was afraid of committing offenses, you know, near him. So I was always trying to be careful, not to be too close. I wanted to be close to him within, but to be careful, you know. And what was I saying? I got sidetracked. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay. So he was inviting me to come with him, with the life members. And I said, Srila Prabhupada, I read where Prahlad Maharaj liked to be by himself. And when he was in cities, he liked to preach alone. And Prabhupada said, you're not Prahlad Maharaj. And then a few years later in Los Angeles, I would distribute 108 Back to Godheads in the hot sun. I said, Srila Prabhupada, I distribute 108 Back to Godheads in the hot sun. May I go to India? You're Narada Muni. You can go wherever you like. So I got a little promotion from you're not Prahlad Maharaj to Narada Muni. Not that I'm Narada Muni. Not by any means. Srila Prabhupada ki.
A lot of nice questions you asked. A lot of nice questions.